Dundalk, the Lily Whites are celebrating. They are the new SSE Airtricity League Premier Division champions.
Yeah, fantastic. I watched the game last night, and I think they deserved it. In fact, they deserved it all year, really. They've scored the most goals, they've played the most attractive football, and it's fantastic. It's a great football town and a great football club.
And I suppose those of us who are old enough will recall the days that back in the late 70s, early 80s, I mean, Dundalk were really sort of the Liverpool of Irish soccer. As you say, it's a town with a great tradition. And we had Tommy McConville's passing this year, and people who are associated with the club, I mean, this does mean a huge amount to them.
It does. And look, when I went there, I didn't really know so much about the history of the football club. Coming from Belfast, I was probably more familiar with Derry City and their re-emergence in the League of Ireland. But I met Tommy McConville. I obviously knew Dermot Keighley and some of the other old players, and fantastic heritage. And when you went there as manager, and you know the supporters were really got behind the team, and you could feel the history in and around the stadium. And you know, it's fantastic to see yet another club outside of Dublin win the league and show that the League of Ireland is, you know, it's more than Dublin.
And I think anybody over the years going into Oriel Park, it always has that feel of a what we'd call sort of a real soccer ground with the pylons at each corner with the floodlights. And you know, you walk through the corridors at Oriel Park and you see the trophy cabinets and the clippings on the wall and some great European nights.
That's right. There's not too many grounds, even in England, you know, the old football grounds that were in amongst the houses. Stoke City's Victoria Ground used to be right in amongst the houses, and the dock has that sort of feel and that sort of atmosphere to it, particularly as you walk up the road and, the four turns, the floodlights in the corners, and it's got a very old, traditional look. But, look, they've done a lot of work in and around the club, and I know when I was there that the big plans, and I'm sure, you know, everybody's delighted because they put a lot of hard work. What was it, only 2.5 years ago, I think, that they looked like maybe going out of business, you know. So
yeah. Great turnaround. And no doubt, plaudits for the manager, Stephen Kenny. Yet again, he's proved his worth. And again, Sean, I mean, looking at that Dundalk squad at the start of the season, I mean, he has that ability to take players perhaps from other clubs and really mould them and get the best out of them.
Yeah, you know, Stevens, look, I'm delighted for him personally because he had a rough time at Shamrock Rovers, and I felt that they probably pulled the plug there a bit too early. And, you know, since he's left, they haven't really progressed any further, and he's taken on Dundalk with a relish and a great vigour. And as you say, he's reinvigorated a number of players. The young right-back Gannon was not a regular in the St. Pat's team, and I think probably this year has been one of the best right-backs in the league. And other players, Richie Towell and Stephen O'Donnell, who I had at both Bohemians and Galway, he's given him a new lease of life as well, and he's done really well, really well, you know.
Now, John Caulfield has also done wonders with Cork City. I think Cork would have been quite happy at the start of the season to think that they could finish second. Donegal interest there, of course, Johnny Dunleavy and Killian Morrison joining the club from UCD during the season. They'll be disappointed after last night, but that said, it's still been a very good season for them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, you're always going to be disappointed because they went there with a great chance of winning the league. But I think if you'd have told, you know, Johnny and the Cork people at the start of the season, listen, at the last game you'll have a chance to win the league, they'd have taken your arm off. Even at the start of the year, I predicted Dundalk would be there. I predicted that Sligo and Shamrock Rovers and Derry and Pats would be there. And Cork, I'd watched a couple of times last year, and I just felt that, you know, they were a decent side, but didn't have the quality to do what they've done this year. But you have to hand it to them. They've been fantastic. They've plugged away all year. They've played some very, very good football. And it'll be interesting now to see, to the board, back him, give him a budget that he can keep the players and maybe add one or two. And we could be looking at a two or three good years for Cork City.
And I suppose it's worth pointing out, Sean, I mean, Dundalk and Cork, when you have a winning team, two of the clubs that can command the greatest support in the league.
Yeah, again, you know, when you're in the League of Ireland, a lot of people, a lot of journalists, a lot of media talk about Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians, but, you know, when the likes of Sligo, Derry, Cork and Dundalk, when they're doing well, provincial clubs, they've got massive support. And it's for me personally, having managed a couple of provincial clubs, it's fantastic to see.
Now, one of those clubs that you were involved in, of course, was Galway, and they're into the promotion relegation playoff. And you know, Shells, over the years, I think they've underachieved on numerous occasions, and it's happened again.
Yeah, big shock. To be honest with you, over the two legs, I probably would have fancied Shelburne. But Galway had a comfortable win in the first leg, 2-0, and then 2-1 last night. It sets them up. It's another football town. I probably just feel that the fact that they've only played in the First Division this year, I think this game always suits the Premier Division club, irrespective of where they finish. You know, they've played a much higher tempo of football all year. They've played against better players, and they're probably slightly better prepared. But it's going to be a great opportunity. And again, it's fantastic because, obviously, when I was at Galway, you know, the club was basically on its knees. There was no money. There was a real lack of interest in the town. But they seem to have reinvigorated that now. And even if they don't go up, I think they've had a very good season.
Yeah. And at the other end of the table as well, Athlone Town, they went pretty close to surviving. And, I mean, all credit for the second half of the season. They turned things around but just couldn't quite catch UCD.
Yeah, it just shows you that there is a massive gulf between the First Division and the Premier Division, and I think any club that goes up, the recruitment of players is key, and to be fair, they give themselves every opportunity, but they've just obviously come up that wee bit short, and I think if you look over the history of the last, 5 or 6 years, it's always UCD and Bray seem to survive by whatever means possible on those last couple of days, you know?
Yeah, I note a personal friend of mine, Vincent Kerwin, involved with Bray Wanderers, he's coined the phrase that Bray are unrelegatable, because I think it's 11 seasons in a row now that they've just about managed to survive and did it again this season. Moving on, Sean, to, Derry City concluded their league campaign with a 2-1 defeat against Bohemians without 6 regulars. St Patrick's Athletic cruising to a 4-1 success against Sligo. And we hear Owen Heary now has departed Bowes. It looks as if he's going to go to Sligo. The cup final, Derry and Pats, it's a repeat of 2012, which was really one of the best cup finals we've had in recent years. And we've had some absolute crackers since moving to the Aviva.
Yeah, well, I think this is the second time I remember was it a 3-2 game when Stephen Kenny won the Cup for Derry City, maybe back in 2005, 2006, Derry and Pats. It's going to be a fantastic game, and you know, both teams have underachieved in the league this year. I'm sure some Pats are disappointed that they didn't really make a good stab of their title defence, and Derry certainly fell very well short of expectations, and probably were, you know, I would have expected them to finish in the league.
Yeah.
Derry, unfortunately, I think over the last lot of years seemed to become a cup team rather than a league team, and St Pat's are still knocking on the door trying to lift the cup, and as you say, they've had a couple of opportunities to win it. Maybe this year might just be their year. You know, I think the disappointment of not retaining the league, the quality of the players that have, I would probably just, they're certainly favourites in my eyes, and I would expect them to win the game, you know.
Yeah. You're listening to Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Chris Ashmore here speaking with Sean Connor as we reflect on the past season in the Aircom League and looking forward to the Cup Final next weekend. And I suppose, Sean, we mentioned St. Pat's and the Cup and their Cup record. I mean, 1961, the last time they won it, they've had all these finals they've got there and they've just failed at the final hurdle. I mean, how much will that be at the back of players' minds, especially if they go a goal down against Derry?
Well, it certainly will be in their minds because, you know, as I say, you know, since I've managed in the League of Ireland, I think this will be their third cup final. So it's their third chance, and they've lost the two previous ones. I would think the one thing that probably goes for them this year is that they'll be hurting over not defending the league. As I say, they've certainly got a good squad there. They have a very, very experienced manager. And I just feel that maybe this is the year that they'll put that hoodoo to end. But there's no doubt about it. If Derry can keep the game tight, and the longer the game goes on at 0-0 or with Derry just in front or in the game, then obviously it's really all in the mixing pot, you know. But I just feel this might be Pat's year.
Yeah. As people say, sort of Pat's, many would feel, are sort of the better so-called footballing side. Liam Buckley himself, a great player, an attack-minded player. How does Peter Hutton go into this game for Derry City? I mean, he knows he'll certainly have to get that Derry City side producing their very best to beat Pats.
He will do, and he's probably going in and not the best run of form. I know he rested players last night, and that's always the problem. You know, do you pick a team and go into the cup final with a win under your belt, or do you rest your key players? So obviously, he's decided to rest some of his key players, and I'm sure he knows what he's doing. Look, Pete Pizza, he's a very, very experienced player. Obviously, he's a young manager. He's learning the game. And as you say, you know, Liam Buckley's been around the block. He's played here. He's also played abroad, and he's got vast experience. And It's an interesting battle, but I think, look, Derry know they're going to get a big following. As I say, they've great tradition in the cup, and it'll not be an easy game, but I just feel that, you know, this year might just be patchier.
Yeah, and of course, for the Derry players, I mean, some of them quite young, you don't know when you're going to get to a cup final again. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Hey, listen, look, you know, I've been in League Cup finals, I've been in two cup semi-finals, and you know, you've got to relish these games, and you've got to take every opportunity that comes. Just like you said, you know, it may not be, you may not play in a cup final again, you may not be at that club much longer, and so you've got to take every opportunity to win trophies, every opportunity to win medals when they come, and I think that's what makes these games so exciting for the players, for the fans, and for everybody associated. You know, it's a huge things at stake, and as you say, it can define some people's careers.
And finally, Sean, I mean, in all fairness to the FAI, they keep the ticket prices well down for the cup final. We've gone from the old confines of the old style Dalyman Park. The cup final's been played at the RDS. We've had games at the old Lansdowne Road on some pretty wet and windy days, and now we're at the Aviva Stadium. It's a wonderful stadium, a wonderful place for players and for the domestic league for this showpiece of the season.
Well, I think actually since the move to the final to the Aviva Stadium, I don't think there's been a bad game. And I think, you know, as players, you're certainly motivated by A, playing in front of big crowds, and B, playing in good stadiums. So if you're playing in the best stadium in the country, it's the final game of the season. The FAI promoted very well. The TV coverage is excellent. And really, it's everything there for, it's very, very easy to go and motivate your players to go and enjoy themselves and obviously express themselves on such a good venue and such a big occasion.